No doubt this week you are going to be searching the websites and store ads for the best deals as you prepare for Black Friday and the toy shopping that you'll be doing, so the kids in your life will have a Merry Christmas this year. And while you're doing that, other parents will be trying to figure out how much food they can buy after they pay the rent and the utilities. You see, toy shopping for these families, that's kind of a distant hope, which a special program my first guests today are here to invite you to play a role in. It turns those hopes into real close-up realities for parents and a Merry Christmas for their children in Northwest New Jersey. Here with the details of the Season of Hope Toy Drive, which is a special program that's created and run by Project Self-Sufficiency in Newton. It's this year's co-chairs, Kathy and Louis Esposito. Thanks for being here today, folks.
Thank you. Good morning.
And you can learn more about the Season of Hope Toy Drive, all the projects of Project Self-Sufficiency and the many services for Northwest New Jersey at projectselfsufficiency.org. And Kathy, fill us in as far as what is the mission of the Season of Hope Toy Drive?
Well, our goal is to collect 20,000 new and unwrapped presents. This will serve more than 2,000 children and teens as well in Sussex and Northern Warren counties.
And when you look back at 2015, over 2,100 kids and teens got gifts through this toy drive. And Louis, as far as how did you two get involved with all this and become the co-chairs this year?
Well, we've been involved with Project Self-Sufficiency for several years now. It's just a great organization. It gives people a chance in Sussex and Warren County to feel a sense of hope, and it gives people a chance to help themselves.
And the collection of toys is going on now throughout the month of December, and these are new unwrapped gifts that you can drop off at Project Self-Sufficiency, which is at 127 Mill Street in Newton, Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 8:30 p.m., and then Fridays from 9 until 4:30. As far as what people can donate, Kathy, what are some of the primary needs and toys? And, well, it even goes beyond toys. It's clothing, and there's a whole lot of other things, as I said in the introduction, that people can get involved with to make a difference with this program.
Absolutely. We accept many things, such as a monetary donation. Gift cards are super for teenagers and preteens. Gifts for infants and toddlers, such as baby blankets, board books, infant toys, foam blocks, that sort of thing. For school-age kids, we would love items such as art supplies, Play-Doh, pencils and markers, Crayola toys. And then for teens and preteens, there are so many items that are really needed. Alarm clocks, cameras, DVD players, shaving kits, hair dryers, curling irons, perfumes and colognes. There are just such a wide variety of items that we would really need, and we would love everyone's help.
So we have Kathy and Louis Esposito, who are this year's chairs of the Season of Hope Toy Drive, which has been created and operated every year by Project Self-Sufficiency. You can learn more about it at projectselfsufficiency.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And, you know, Louis, with all those items that Kathy just listed, as I said in the introduction, you know, people are studying and plotting and planning the Black Friday shopping. You know, with all those sales going on for Black Friday weekend, it'd be a great time to pick up a couple of things on sale and make a contribution of those items to the Toy Drive this year.
Absolutely. It would be a great opportunity for people to participate. And we really would like to thank all the businesses, the local businesses and employees that have helped out with Season of Hope.
And now, Kathy, we sort of laid down the groundwork of what's needed. Now, once everything is all put together and assembled, as far as the parents who have the needs to make sure that their kids have a Merry Christmas this year, how does that process work on that side of the equation?
We ask that people pre-register, and you don't have to be a participant already of PSS. But we do ask you that, you know, you need to pre-register with PSS, and you could contact them at 973-940-3500.
And this is for you listening. You know what happens. The more toys that get donated, you know what that means? The more toys each family can come in and select for their kids. And this is through the Season of Hope Toy Shop. Louis, how is that going to be set up?
So when the pre-registered people come in, depending on, again, how many toys are donated. The parents can bring their kids, but the kids aren't allowed into the toy shop, but there is child care available. And then the parents come in, and, again, depending on how many toys are donated, they can choose toys for their children unwrapped, and they can take those toys home, so they're available for Christmas Day.
And as I said, too, the more that gets donated, then the more that each child who's registered is going to be receiving. And again, like Kathy and Lewis both mentioned, if you're not the best of shoppers or it's been a while you shop for kids of any age, cash, or you walk into any of these box stores, as they're called, not even the small local businesses, too, they have all these gift card displays all set up where you can get something for a specific store or restaurant, or, you know, kids like to go to, I was going to say McDonald's, but a lot of kids even like to go to Starbucks these days, even the older kids, and get the coffee before school. So there's a whole host of ways that you can become involved with this program. And, Kathy, there's also a side note to this, too. It's called Stuff the Stocking, which is going on through December 9th. And this is a school competition, if I'm understanding this right.
Absolutely, yep. We have a humongous trophy. The contest is called Stuff the Stocking, and the first prize would get $250 to the school for their activity fund. The second runner-up would receive $150 towards this activity fund, and the third-place school would win $100 towards their activity fund. It's a great time for all the children in our area to get involved with the Season of Hope as well. We have a festive school bus that comes to each school that would pick up toys December 12th through the 16th. And our elves would tally all the donations from each school district, and that's how we decide the winner.
So you see, for teachers, school administrators, and parents of students, the competition doesn't have to just be this time of year in the school basketball court or the football field. You can get a competition between the schools in the areas, too, for Sussex and Warren counties. As far as the Stuff the Stocking program, great story, too. This was all started last year by Ruby Esposito, who was a Girl Scout and wanted to, let the voices of those younger who were helped by the Season Hope Toy Drive and those who have the abilities to be givers and help out the overall cause to add their voice and their strength to this whole project, too. You can learn more about it if you're a school or a student organization want to get involved with the Stuff the Stocking situation. You can go to projectselfsufficiency.org, or more importantly and easier, call them up at 973-940-3500. Again, it's 973-940-3500, and get your school involved with Stuff the Stocking just to add more toys to the toy shop when that gets up and running as the seasonal toy drive comes to its great conclusion, hopefully, I know, more a greater conclusion than it did last year, as we wrap up our time with Kathy and Lewis Esposito, who are this year's co-chairs of the Season of Hope Toy Drive from Project Self-Sufficiency here on Issues and Ideas. Just to wrap up, Lewis, for the person listening right now, because I always say that people care, but they eliminate themselves as someone who could make a difference, when in truth they can. What would you say to that person?
There is really, we want to ensure that all of your neighbors and all of my neighbors, they really get to enjoy that the magical moment of opening presents on Christmas morning. And that's what we want to get the goal of the Season of Hope. So anybody that's listening to us right now, if you can just take a moment, donate, that's what the Season of Hope is all about.
And how about you, Kathy? Any last words?
I appreciate everyone's help. I'm so excited to get all the students and children in the area involved as well as the parents. So I want to thank everyone that has helped us in the past and is helping us now. We have many businesses that do help us already. So I would like to thank all of our present donors and encourage anyone to donate this year if they haven't done so in the past. Thank you so much.
So here's the deal for you listening. You're going to be shopping. It's inevitable. Between now and Christmas, you are going to be shopping. There are sales. There are needs. There's your ability to be a giver at any possible level, whether it's a toy or a gift card or cash. There is no reason why you cannot be a part of the success that will be the Season of Hope Toy Drive from Project Self-Sufficiency. Learn more at projectselfsufficiency.org. We've been joined this morning by their co-chairs, Kathy and Louis Esposito. And folks, thanks for the way that you're driving this program to its, I know will be its inevitable success. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Have a great day.